I'll always be thankful. I'll always be grateful. Hi, guys.
Hello.
That was an unrehearsed
What
opening.
a delightful
Yeah, so we're just getting off of Thanksgiving.
intro. I know. Like, this will probably come out in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
But
which
for
is
us,
great. Which is great because I love time stamping these because it, I don't know, it somehow intertwines with the episode. So growing up, most of the stuff I listened to was gospel and contemporary Christian music. So I had the best of, dare I say, Black Jesus and White Jesus musically.
Okay.
And, one of my favorite things that TikTok does is they find your niche. It is so weird and it's completely accurate. And today, while it was just on TikTok, I found a remix of one of the really cool, how do I say this? A gospel legend. Her name is Doronice Pace, and
Okay.
she sings this spontaneous gospel song when her family surprises her when she walks in for like a Thanksgiving party in her name.
Okay.
And she just sings like, "I'll always be grateful," and has a groove to it. And so this guy on TikTok remixed it, and he like released a version of it on freaking Spotify. And so
Oh,
it's and she passed away, unfortunately, but this like modernizes this spontaneous moment and created a song that lives on with her legacy. And I love that.
to say that's so cool.
Yeah. So if you know, you know the Pace family, gospel legends. But yeah,
I feel like
I'm
I'm being educated
grateful.
right now. I need to listen to their music. You should
Yes.
send me some. Are they called the Pace Family? Is that what they are on
The
Spotify?
Pace sisters
Pace
specifically, yeah.
sisters. I'm going to save them right now on Spotify. I have a playlist I have that I interchange music all the time of like you gotta learn this or you gotta hear this or something. And so I just save new artists and songs to that playlist.
Yeah, and I feel
Moment
like,
so that later when I have time or later when I'm like, I need something new that like is ready.
and I, and this brings up a good point. I think it's very
Oh,
important
they're
to
called the Anointed Pace Sisters.
Hey,
Spotify.
hallelujah.
Only 11,000 listeners?
I felt that. Legends don't get the respect that they should. Only if Beyonce samples your song, because apparently she samples a lot of gospel people. And if you know, you know. But
I did know that.
anyways, listen to them. But I was also going to say, this is why it's important to listen to different types of singers in certain genres. I feel like what's, often debate is like what's black and what's white, or even like the in between when it comes to like we're singing about the same thing. Why is there a separation when we're like supposed to be united, especially when it comes to like religion? Not trying to go there.
I would say in an ideal relational way, 100%. In a the way we experience, okay. Well, you're talking to a pastor, right? Like you're talking
Yes,
to someone who
period.
thinks
Come
about
on,
this all
Pastor.
the time. People experience and interact with God differently based on their culture, their background, their experience, like who they are. And I'm not saying that like you create God in your own image. That's very, very sacrilegious for the Christian religion. What I'm saying is that we all carry filters, and we're all unique, right? In the best way. And from like the music standpoint, I'm with you. I'm like, I would love to live in a day where there is no black church and white church, but for the time being and for the sake of historical reality, there's a reason that the black church exists, and it's because of white supremacy. So there's I mean,
Yeah, that's true.
colonization, but you know me, I'll get on a soapbox and talk about these things instead of Glee, but that's not what we're here for.
It's okay. It
All
brings
that
us
to be
back.
said, we can hope for the ideal. I mean, we are entering the season of Advent, and the first week is hope, right?
Yes,
Hope and long
period.
for a day where we don't let the things of this world get in the way
Yeah.
of unity. and
Absolutely.
Whether we believe the same thing or not.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also, I mean, because I am Caucasian, of the Caucasian persuasion, I think the oppressor benefits from that mindset more so than the oppressed, because I think it's
yes.
often the oppressor that says, why are we being so divisive? Why can't we just be together? And it's like, well, because historically our people have been oppressed, and that's why. So anyways,
yes.
I'm off my soapbox. We can move on. I love
well,
it.
I opened that box, and
you
that's
did,
okay.
And I stepped right in like a cat. I jumped right
I
into the
tried. It's cool. But anyways, back to being grateful and thankful. I'm grateful and thankful that when I had a sinus infection that affected my voice, it didn't go away permanently, and I still can sing. Yay!
Yay! Good. Well, and
No.
speaking of being sick, like, we're here to talk about Glee, right? We're here to talk about... No, I love it. I love... Well, okay. Do we want to talk about Glee, or do we want to check in and see how each other's Thanksgivings were?
I want to talk about Glee.
Okay, let's talk. So this week on Glee, we are going over episode 18, and it's laryngitis. That is the episode we are discussing.
Yes, and I can relate. Mm-hmm,
Have you ever had laryngitis?
I don't even know what that is. Is that just the inflammation of the tonsils?
I think that's tonsillitis.
What is the inflammation of the larynx?
I'm Googling it as we speak. Oh, you're right. You Googled it as we were talking.
No, I remember itis means inflammation, and I thought of the first.
Okay. Because you literally said the first line of the Google search. It says laryngitis is inflammation of the larynx, which is the voice box. In most cases, it gets better in about a week, even without treatment. But it, you know, sometimes it doesn't go away, and you need like antibiotics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's maybe a very broad way of describing like a sore throat, maybe.
Yeah.
Like an intense sore throat where it affects your speaking and your singing,
yeah,
and whatnot. So, but yes.
yes, for a singer, it is a nightmare, basically.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, I for the first time in my entire life, I missed a concert for being sick. And I mean, like, a concert that I'm performing in. And, yeah, I got super sick in October. I'm part of a community choir, and we had worked so hard.
This year?
This year, yeah.
Oh, ooh. You didn't tell me. I didn't know.
That week I was sick. I was like, I can't do Glee this week. I'm feeling awful. I think.
Oh.
Or maybe we had an off week.
Yeah, we probably had an off week, because I don't do this.
Anyways, but yeah, I got really sick, and
oh, no.
Like, not hospitalized, obviously. I would have told you that, but like, just I lost my voice, like literally. I've lost my voice very few times in my life, and was coughing, and it was really painful. And yeah, had a concert with my community choir, and just did not get to do it this year. And I've never missed a concert for being sick, and it was awful. I don't like it at all.
It's not fun. Like the closest thing I got, like I said, I got a sinus infection that actually got so bad when I would have a coughing fit, it would close up my esophagus, and it felt like I was breathing through like a straw.
Ooh.
And it was such a weird thing, but I had to take antibiotics to like, you know, open me back up. And what's crazy now, so back in the day, I used to be able to like scream, but my scream is actually damaged. And I know this sounds goofy, but like legitimately, I cannot scream. So watch. So I'm trying to try to scream, right? Here it comes. Like, it sounds horrid, but
I can't hear you at all.
Like, I'm in a different register going, but like the literally like girl scream, I can't do it. But I can do falsetto notes, like.
Okay, so just so you know, where you're singing or screaming, I don't think it's getting picked up in the recording.
Oh, really? That's
no,
even better.
Because you're just like, it's just cutting out the sound entirely. And all, you know.
Oh, is my register too high? Am I like
I don't think it's getting picked up.
It's not humanly possible.
No. Well, it's Zoom is not picking up the sound.
It's not computing.
It's not zoomingly possible.
Ooh, LOL. Dad jokes. Follow dad jokes on Instagram. But yes, so like, anyways, that really happened and it was strange. But anyways, this is about Rachel.
Yes, our star.
Our star.
Yeah. She is experiencing laryngitis. She's freaking out. Also, I forgot about the scene where, so the Glee Club this week, their assignment is to pick a song that, like, basically tells people about who you are. Maybe it's who you are in general or who you are right in that moment in life.
Right, right.
And Rachel picks a song. I don't remember what she was trying to sing, but oh, she's going to Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Which has a weird backstory, because apparently Miley Cyrus wasn't a big fan of Glee, and somehow they used the song to kind of...
Did not ask or not buy permission, I guess I should say.
Something like that. I mean, they had to buy it, but they probably
didn't. Or maybe she didn't like... So what happens in the show is Rachel, like, goes up to sing her solo in Glee Club.
Yeah.
And it's awful. And I totally forgot about this scene. Off-key, you know, it's out of key. Well, it's a professional singer singing out of key.
Yes.
In a comedic way. I mean, but basically she's trying to act and point out that she's really sick. Maybe Cyrus didn't like that her song was not well done.
Right.
I don't know. But she panics. She freaks out. You know, one of the big plot points of this episode is Rachel, like, going, I'm never gonna make it. And then they go to a doctor right. And they're like, oh, like, you have laryngitis, you know, antibiotics, you might need surgery, you know. Of, I'm gonna lose my voice and my dream's never gonna come true.
Yeah, which is pretty intense. Like, I mean, as a performer, you can relate, but I mean, it was dramatic, but also, like, there is a small percentage of a chance that that could actually happen. And that's where the episode dove into, which I think was so powerful, the fact that, like, what if that did happen?
Right. The way I tried to put myself in the shoes of Rachel is, what if I, like, didn't have the use of my hands?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because piano is so instrumental. Not intended. It's so important for my life. Not just, like, it's important for my work. It's important for my mental well-being. I play piano as a form of stress relief, of creativity.
Piano gave me stress. It gave me the opposite.
What gave you the opposite?
Learning piano.
Oh, it gave me stress instead of... I will say learning an instrument is not the same as having knowledge of an instrument and then just playing around with it.
It's true. It's true.
Like, learning guitar right now is not, it's not stressful. I would say if I had to do guitar recitals, it would be very stressful.
Ooh, yeah, recital prep. Yeah, not a fan. But no, continue. This is your truth.
It's my truth. Yeah. Anyways, so she's scared about losing her voice. Another plot point in this episode is Kurt Hummel is seeing his... So also, we didn't really talk about this in previous episodes, but at this point in Glee time, Kurt's dad and Finn's mom are now a thing. They're now dating. They're now, like, you know, their families are spending lots of time together. Which, ironically, is what Kurt wanted originally. But he's now getting jealous and upset that his dad is connecting so easily with Finn. Mm-hmm. And Kurt kind of chalks it up to him being gay and very effeminate. Personality and interests. And so he puts on... this episode's so cringy just because of this. He puts on this, like... what he thinks is, like, a very hyper-masculine persona where, you know, instead of wearing more, like, colorful clothing or speaking in a more high-pitched, like, his natural voice, but what we would hear is more high-pitched, start speaking with an accent, and he starts in his chest, and And he starts wearing flannels and trucker hats and overalls, which overalls are a moment, but not in the vibe that Kurt was putting out.
Not when you're trying to do it. When it's not fashion, it's never in.
Honest, it's so funny how a piece of clothing can be used in such different, like, because overalls are a working piece of clothing. Like, that's what they were originally designed for. Now, like, Harry Styles wears overalls and stuff like that, or did. I don't know if he is anymore, but anyways.
That was everything. Yeah.
And also another hyper cringy moment was, like, Kurt and Brittany had a thing this episode.
Oh, gosh. And they had a makeout session. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, Brittany. That was my favorite part of the episode. Brittany, she, like, comes up to Kurt, and she was like, I don't remember exactly what the line is, but she's like, I've never asked to make out with you because I thought you were capital G gay.
Yeah.
But now that you know, he's like coming off as hypermasculine, and she's like, I've made out with all the guys in school and I'd be honored to keep a perfect record. And so she's
oh my gosh. You know what's so funny about that? That was actually pretty flirtatious, as odd as that was.
What was flirtatious?
The way Brittany approached, it was like so hard, but yet flirtatious.
Yeah. No,
and like, that's but exactly like, I fell for it. I don't know. She's so funny. But anyways, moving on. That was an overshare. Yeah. But
they date for all of one episode.
They date for all, which is pretty long.
That's true. To kind of complete that plot point, Kurt and his dad end up having a. Again, Kurt and is his dad's name Bert? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Bert. Yeah. Like Bert.
Bert is like my favorite secondary character in this entire.
Absolutely, like, absolutely.
Consistently so good, and he's you know, they just have this really beautiful heart to heart conversation where
honest conversation,
and he, you know, he tells Kurt, like, I'm sorry for spending so much time with Finn.
Yeah,
you know. I'm still learning, like, how to connect with you. And Kurt, you know, that's a hard thing to hear as a kid, right? You know, I think what the point being is his dad's trying, but Kurt's, you know, I would say Kurt doesn't really get to have a say in how his dad connects with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I get why you're jealous because your dad and your friend are so easily spending time with each other because you have the exact same interests.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And it doesn't mean your dad doesn't come to your shows. It doesn't mean your dad doesn't support you. Or, like, I love how Bert says, like, I will fight till the death for you to love who you want to love. Like, these... Mm-hmm. You know, just really deep, deep stuff. And it's complex. Again, I love their relationship because it's real.
And he's like, you know, don't play the victim. It's like, you know, it's hard because we're two different people, but I want you to be who you are because you're my son.
Yeah. And I love what he said of, it's your job to be who you are and for me to love you no matter what.
Mm.
I was like, laying down the gospel, Bert. Let's talk about that. That's so good.
That I would recommend gospel, that scene. If you all were ever going to actually any scene Bert is in talking to Kurt, just watch. This is one of the first ones that just do it. And then moving on to the next cringy part. Cringy part. I, as a black male, I really struggled with freaking Puck trying to entice Mercedes. And like, I think this is one of those things that can't really happen today. But the fact that he was just like mixing up black culture to like prove the fact that he was like,
he can hang.
Oh yeah, he could hang or was a candidate for Mercedes was really gross.
So Puck goes after Mercedes, not because he likes her, not because she thinks she's beautiful, not because he's attracted to her, but because she's popular and he's losing status.
Yes.
And
ridiculous.
Yeah. And yeah, I just, it's want to get that out there, but yeah, it was so, I mean, it is like, it is racist very much in a way, because he's utilizing a culture that he doesn't actually like know or understand or participate in. Yeah, it is like, it's not hateful. I think that's the hard
part. No, there is difference. Like, it was ignorant. It was more of ignorant. Probably
a better word for it.
Yeah.
But he uses racially motivated actions.
Yeah.
Like, he has a line in the show where he's like, you know, Jews and blacks have worked really hard together, or they've worked together in history or whatever.
Yeah, they've worked so well together. Yeah.
Maybe something like that could still happen on TV today, but it couldn't have been scripted the same way.
Yeah, because that was crazy. I think my favorite part, though, which is a contradiction to what I said, but he said something about, like, in our King Martin Luther or something. He, like, missed
exactly what he said.
He's talking about the actual Martin Luther or Martin Luther King, because that's just created a new person.
I cackled. Just
the first thing is like, okay, you've said at least 10 offensive things, right?
Yeah, that's what Amber Riley says, right? That's what we're seeing. Yeah,
it's in the actual script, and I love that scene. But anyways, hated that. But it kind of was cute when he performed for the Glee Club.
Oh, can we just sing music? Yeah.
He sings one of my favorite covers that I'm. So this is crazy. So I didn't necessarily get exposed to, like, big band era music, which is, like, a foundation to a lot of Black music, but I learned about it later. So I love that they did a Sammy Davis Jr. tribute, and they did it, like, the way it is supposed to sound, and they did The Lady is a Tramp. And I love that. I actually enjoyed Puck's voice and Mercedes coming in together. I really enjoyed that combo. Now, don't hate me. I'm not a big Puck as a singer person. I'm just saying it. I just not. He. I get like 5 songs from him that I'm like, okay, cool, but not a big fan. But that was really cool. Yeah. And I love that he said, I recently joined a Black church.
I know.
I'm like, what?
It's so funny. Yeah. Because it's, I mean, to take it seriously, which you should really never take most things in Glee seriously.
Yeah.
Do you think that he is so concerned about his social status in high school? As a high schooler, right? Like, his social status where he is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That he would, like, because he's not Jewish in that he's a practicing Jew. He's, mm-hmm. like, culturally right. Jewish, right?
Yeah.
And so for him to, like, you know, subvert his faith, I mean, he doesn't really have a faith practice, but, like, he's like, I'm going to go to church even though I'm Jewish. I'm going to listen to all this music even though I have no idea who these people are. I'm
right.
gonna, you know, like, it's kind of wild that he's going to all these, like, lengths.
Yes, just to prove a point.
Impress a girl just to climb the social totem pole at McKinley High School. Like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and the way he's doing it too, it's not like he's trying to get to know Mercedes as a person. He's going culturally and just like,
which I will say, the one redeeming like part about all this with Puck is straight up with Mercedes from the get-go. Like, he's not trying to seduce her and convince her that he actually likes her. Like, he tells her straight up, like, we should be. Because you're popular and I also want to be popular.
True.
And, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, like,
I'll give you that.
That's the one thing that makes that, I mean, it's awful and cringy, yes. But it could be worse. You know what I mean?
It could be worse.
It could be Terry. It could be Terry level, like, lying about being pregnant, right? You know?
Oh, gosh.
Anyways.
You know what? I forgot about her. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm sorry. Oh,
hey there. Oh, man. Anyways, moving on quickly.
Yeah.
We cannot ignore one of the best parts about this episode.
Okay.
The real life guy named Zach Weinstein plays a football player that got into a paralyzed, I forget, was it a car accident or a something like a football accident?
So a football player that Finn is friends with.
Yes.
Long story short, Finn brings Rachel to meet his friend who
yes.
was paralyzed during a football game in high school.
Yes. He was
paralyzed in the third game of his senior year season.
Ooh.
Yeah, I believe that's what the storyline is. And so, and Finn's, I mean, it could go either way, but Finn's plan was to go, even if you did lose your voice, there are more things to you than performing.
Yeah.
You know, which is sweet, but also, like, I don't know. I always feel a little cautious around utilizing other people's life experiences as, like, a, see, at least you're not this person. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah.
which that sure. isn't exactly what happened, but it kind no. of had, like, an air to it. Anyways.
Yeah. It was trying to give a perspective, and it was, yes, there was a little bit of the cringe part of, like, well, you could be this person, but I think it was more like, yes, and the fact that he is in this position, but he discovered so many great things about who he was that takes away his yeah. disability.
Well, not just without football, but without, because it's not just like losing football. Like he's
yeah.
paralyzed from the chest down is what
yeah.
the story is. But you were saying something about what, there's something special about this. Like, tell me, I don't know if I know the story. About the Zach Weinstein, is that his name?
Oh yeah, him. His actual yeah. paralyzed accident. You know, I tried to look up the
oh,
actual.
He is actually paralyzed.
Yeah, that was real. Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. He was actually paralyzed.
Sometimes hire people with actual yeah. disabilities versus yeah. not. We've talked about that before. So.
Yeah. And so he actually has a disability. He okay. actually paralyzed. And but
he's not paralyzed from the chest down.
I don't think so, because he uses a wheelchair, and I couldn't really yeah. find the I couldn't really find all of the his real life. I couldn't find his real life as much, but I know he is paralyzed in real life. And I love the fact that he was like, he looked up to Finn because he was like, I wish I would have tapped into other things while like, I was yeah. yeah. Well, I was able to, so that, you know, I could just be more well-rounded. And I love how Rachel was like, I see the value in this, but she was like, well, let me help you. And it wasn't like a Rachel, like, getting the upper hand. She was
no.
like, oh my gosh, I was so selfish about one thing that I claimed defined me. And this person over here has something that is a bigger obstacle, but yet has found so many other things that are valuable,
yeah.
including teaching me the value of other things.
Yeah.
So it was a very powerful statement. And I love seeing Rachel vulnerable without like a hidden agenda. And then she even comes back on her own to teach
yeah.
him a song. And it's actually one of my favorite songs because Mary J. Blige sings a version of it with, yes, but that one song, I love that song.
The yeah. one. I think it's originally by U2. Is that
yeah okay. I think so too
yeah. But while we're talking about the music in this episode,
oh it,
like y'all like the next couple episodes and the music, like
yeah
I think as we get closer to the end of season one, which goodness
yeah.
gracious, we only have four more episodes after this,
four more
we are like really in amazing music territory, and it's really like broad this episode. So, like we talked about Lady's a Tramp, which is originally I don't know if it's originally by Sammy Davis Jr., but I think it was like popularized by Sammy Davis Jr. There's
oh my gosh, do you remember the karaoke tracks that would be like popularized by
yeah. And there's also a really amazing more recent cover of this by Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and Tony. Oh my gosh, we love Tony. Is he okay?
I don't know, but he's elderly and he's still singing. Like, I'm just like amazed. But my two personal favorites from this show So Finn sings a song. He sings Jesse's Girl, which is by Rick Springfield. And, like, you know, that's his assignment is, I really want to be with Rachel, but she's still dating Jesse. So he sings about, I want Jesse's Girl. And then we didn't really get to talk about this a whole lot this episode, but there's a Mercedes Santana song for the first time.
That put Santana on the map. If you all pay attention, okay, so I somehow I'm like hearing things differently, but I've really been tapping into background vocals. Santana is killing it with the background ad-libs, and I was like, what is going on? And she has this, like, what is she, like a second alto? I don't even know. She has a pretty low register.
Santana's probably an alto,
yeah. She can hit, she would be like, me. What? Love her.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm so glad they did that song specifically because that is the song.
Yeah. And you know, they're you know, Amber's kind of going like, the boy is mine, and Santana's like,
right.
I
don't want him. That's the other part.
Yeah, no. Anyways, but we've got Jesse's Girl, The Lady's a Tramp, The Boy is Mine, and we're like, we're bouncing all, we've got one, you know, and then we also have a Broadway tune that Kurt sings called, well, actually, Kurt sings two songs. He sings, I don't even remember the first one he sang.
Oh, it was the masculine one. It was, oh, Pink Houses, Ain't That America.
Yeah. Do you remember who that's from? It starts with an M or something.
I said it was by Pink Houses. Is that wrong?
By Pink Houses?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound right. I don't know. It's not on my list, so it's all good. But he sings one song where he's kind of acting more masculine, southern, you know.
Tom Conan Man.
Okay.
What did I do? Okay, I forget.
But the real Kurt comes through when he sings Roses Turn for Mercy.
Iconic.
Honestly, like, of the Kurt numbers in all of Glee, which there's many of them, right? This is definitely, like, I would say top five.
Mm-hmm. And that's what originally got his dad's attention, because remember, he was just hanging out at the school, and he's like, are you okay? Or I know you're not okay, because if you were, you wouldn't sing like you just did. And I was like crying immediately, because I was like, dang, that's your dad.
Honestly, again, this is, I'm a Bert stan. I don't really think there's any other character like him.
No, in the world, probably not.
Yeah, that's laryngitis. And Rachel gets better by the end of the episode. Surprise, surprise. You know, everything.
One.
And
laryngitis.
Oh man. Okay. Well, anything else? We've got a couple more minutes, Jasper, but anything else that is important that the people should know about this episode, or about, I guess, anything for that matter? Oh, can y'all please leave a review? It's almost the end of season one. We have no reviews, and I would really appreciate some feedback. I love when people tell me in person, or they text me if they like our episodes. Can you put that on online in real life, please?
Like, threaten people. Look, folks.
It would be a great Christmas present for me to get some reviews on our.
I mean, it can be a sentence. It can be two. Maybe people are.
Or just give us 5 stars and don't say anything.
That's true, you could. They're probably trying to figure out how to do it. It could even, I think, even writing a comment on the Instagram page, but like, or you know what, maybe iTunes. I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
What's the best way of doing it?
What do you think?
You open up wherever you listen to the podcast.
And just rate it.
And there's like, usually a button that says rate or review or leave a, like, I typically use Apple Podcasts the most.
Oh yeah, that's the easiest. I'm thinking that's the winner. Because look, it says no rating right here, and then you can click, oops, I unfollowed myself. You can click no rating.
That's on Spotify, babes.
Yeah, but this is Spotify, but I'm saying like, I'm Spotify, she's Apple Podcasts, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Or you could report a concern. That's also valid.
LOL. But anyways, we appreciate it. But thank you for laryngiting with us. And
I don't like that.
And, you know, it's our turn to log off. It's Jasper's turn. It's Megan's turn. It's Rosie's
turn. It's our turn now. Yes. All right.
All right.
See you next time, Jasper.
See you next time. What? Too glee or not too glee? Bye.